We drafted a farm bill in with high prices. That does change the dynamics. That's not going to be the case this time, likely not the case. So I do think that there will be a more pragmatic approach, more realistic approach to a farm safety net. We did it before. There were some commodities that we don't need a safety net. And then all of a sudden we have the situation we have now with prices bottomed out. Some pricing is improving in peanut, and we've seen some in cotton, as you know. But I do think the value of a farm safety net there when needed is important. And I'm hopeful that we've learned a lesson in this and that we will go into this bill a little more mature.
Redding said efforts are underway to bring agriculture and lawmakers together when working with this new farm bill.
You know, we went into the 2014 farm bill, not all ag organizations were together. Southern Commodities here, other commodities were over here. I think what we're seeing now is hard work by members like Chairman Conaway and others, Mike Rogers of Alabama, Austin Scott of Georgia, and many others that are starting to talk to members who've never been through a farm bill. And so the talk right now is building coalitions, educating new members about why we need a farm bill, that it's not just nutrition. There are farm programs in it, conservation programs, forestry programs. There are land grant programs. So it's an important educational process now through 17.
And he said a big thing for agriculture right now is work on the new farm bill, something we'll be hearing more about over the next few months. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.